عمار هذا الصوت القرآن يشوش علي. قل له مجتبى tell him to صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. If man has a freedom to go wrong, why then in this verse it says إن كان الله ascribe the act to God. He shouldn't say إن كان الله. He should say, if you want to be deviated, then you will be deviated. Why does he say إن كان الله? Why? Tell me why. Definitely you hear this from me many times in the past. And I want you to contribute, to speak. Why he's ascribing this act to God, where in fact it's not God who's pushing you towards damnation, it is yourself, your choice. So why he's saying God? Power comes from God. Yeah. Let me give you this example. If you hear in the news that the court sentenced X person to life sentence. Life sentence behind bars. Who is the cause of this sentence? The judge or the criminal? Then why do we say that the court? Why do we attribute this to the court? Exactly. The court is the authority. While the perpetrator is the person. He did something wrong. He did something illegal. He committed a crime which leads naturally and automatically it's going to lead into what? Into punishment, into prison. So we cannot blame the judge and say the judge is too bad, he's sentencing him. No, the judge is doing his job. The judge has no role in this. The judge is only declaring the punishment. A vehicle means to declare the punishment. Same thing with God. God says, I have given you the freedom. If you want to commit this act, then the natural result is that you're going to be deviated. It's not me. Don't say me. But God is the authority in this universe. Maliki yawm al-din. It's up to God. But if someone insists on wrongdoing, insists times after times, and he wants to commit crime, would God go after him and stop him? God will not do that. Maybe God in the beginning, he would advise him, he would, try to help him. But if someone is insisting, like the people of Noah, 950 years, God is not going to run after them and tell them, no, even if you commit a crime, I'm going to turn this crime into good deeds. He's not going to do that. God does not interfere in our life. God would help us. He will help us definitely. But if we insist with our own freedom and a free will to do something good, God is not going to change this good into bad. Neither is he going to change the bad into good. Otherwise, why did you create me? Why did you create me? You have given me no choice. And why did you create heaven and hell? For what? If you leave me with no choice. God says no. I leave you with a choice. Yes, when you intend to do goodness, I will help you. I will encourage you. I will push you forward. But I would not execute that on your behalf if you don't want to do it. These are lessons in monotheism, my friends, in Tawheed. We have to understand this very openly and we believe in it firmly. These are lessons of Tawheed. So, وَلَا يَنْفَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ. So the choice is us. The choice is our choice, whether good or bad. But the executor, what is it? No, not the executive. Executor, huh? Do we have such verb? Executor of the act is God, the executor. Because I'm afraid of execution, so I try to avoid it, you know. Then, after that, أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَاهُ. Do they say? This ayah, some people say this ayah, it's about the Prophet and his community, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ayah 35. Others, they say no, still about Nuh. So there are two opinions of the exegist, the mufassirin. Some say this is about the Prophet, our Prophet. People say he had fabricated the book, the Quran. He fabricated it. Am yaqulun aftara? Do they say that he has fabricated it? Then, if this is the case, am yaqulun aftara? Qul in iftaraytuhu. If I'm a fabricator, if I brought this book from myself, fa'alayya ijrami. Then my guilt is upon me. You don't worry about me. If I'm a fabricator, I will pay the price. So don't feel sorry for me. فَعَلَيَّ إِجْرَامِي. I'll bear the consequences, not you. وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُجْرِمُ. Neither you going to be charged with my guilt, nor I am going to be charged with your own guilts. وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُجْرِمُونَ. So there are two opinions. One opinion says, this particular verse is about our Prophet and his community who rejected him. The second opinion says, no, it continues with Nuh. They said to Nuh that you fabricated God's message and God's revelation. So he's answering them, if you think I'm a fabricator, don't worry about me, please, don't worry. I'll bear the consequences. Nothing shall be on you. No fear on you. I will bear the consequences. فَعَلَيَّ إِجْرَامِي وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُجْرِمُونَ. And then here, listen to this powerful verse. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ. Here, one day, it reached a point where you are wasting your time with those people. You are wasting your time. Don't waste time. Your time is valuable. Your voice is an energy. Your thoughts are valuable. You go after people if there is a possibility of saving them. But when they insist on wrongdoing and accuse you of fabrication and lies and they disrespect you, after a period of time, not immediately, after a period of time, you give up. You give up on them. So we said to Nuh, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ. It has been revealed to Nuh. What is it? What is this new message? وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ. Verily, أَنَّهُ, beyond doubt. أَنَّ, in Arabic grammar and Arabic literature, when it is used in the beginning of the sentence, it means beyond doubt, verily, أَنَّهُ. Surely, أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن. Only those who have believed in you and accepted you are going to remain with you. There will be no more addition, no more person is going to accept you. So God is telling him something from the ghaib, the unseen. He's not seeing it, but God is telling him. In another word, God is saying to Nuh, Ya Nuh, don't waste your time anymore. Those 20, 30 who believed in you, they're going to stay with you. No more person is going to join this group. No more person. Among those thousands of people, only this. Those of you who are willing to listen. They are a small minority. Very small minority. Always people who think seriously are minorities. How many Muslims we have in Orange County? If there is a party, if there is dancing and music and someone coming to town, and there is party, tickets are sold out 2 months before the Nowruz. But when there is maw'idah, Quran and God and Akhirah and being serious, taking life serious, few people come. People don't have time for it. People don't want to listen. This is always the case. Always the case. Always. Sometimes the Prophet stands, our Prophet, so eloquent, so beautifully recites the Quran, the Messenger of God, and nobody is there. Nobody to listen to him in Mecca. Nobody. They stay away from him. He's alone. Same thing with Nuh. Same thing with other prophets of God. So God said to Nuh, Ya Nuh, only this group, handful of people who accepted you, they would remain with you. No more subscriptions. No more members. وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَنْ يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنْ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Do not be distressed by what they are doing. Don't be distressed. Nuh was distressed. And he would be sad for his community, because he doesn't want them to perish. He doesn't want them to go in the wrong way. He does not want them to be misfortunate enough not to recognize God. He doesn't want them to live in darkness. He does not want them to live in zulm and wrongdoings. He loved his community, but they did not respond to him. So God said to him, do not distress anymore. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ. تَبْتَئِسْ, when someone loves someone else and he's seeing him doing something wrong, he becomes distressed. Allah said to him, don't do. I know what is in your heart. You are a genuine man. You did your job. Your mission has been accomplished. You passed the test. Leave those people. Just leave them. فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. And then God gave him. Now sometimes, my friends, people ask me, why doesn't he give more chance to people? God will give more chance. God is not immediate in his punishment. He's not rushing, believe me. God does not want any person to go to the hellfire. He doesn't want any person to go to hellfire. He does not want any person to suffer in this life. He wants all people to be happy and guided. But some people, they don't accept. Some people, they come to me, to you, from the beginning, outright. They say, you are wrong, I'm not going to listen to you. Others, however, they say, give me some time to meditate, to reflect. Maybe I will think about it. With such people, God will give them time. God will give them a chance, many chances. There is a difference between someone who says, I'm not willing even to listen, don't try with me, and someone who says, listen, maybe in the future I will listen, I will accept. There is a difference. وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. Verse 38, where I conclude, وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. Build the ark with our, before our eyes and our supervision. So I am the engineer, God is telling him. Nuh was not a carpenter. He wasn't a carpenter. He didn't know how to build a ship or an ark. So Jibreel came and he was teaching him. He made a design for a ship, and then he was teaching them how to put it together in a place where there were no single drop of water. Imagine, he's building a ship. Sometimes the ship is being built in the yard, and they unleash it. Have you seen it in the movies? They unleash it into the waters. He's building a ship in a place which is completely dry. Completely dry. Like Southern California throughout the year, except tonight, inshallah. You're going to be wet by the time you leave the masjid. So, وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحِّنَا. This is very beautiful. Allah says, Ya Nuh, I'm the designer. I'm the constructor. You just execute this mission. وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ. Under my vision, under my eyes, and my revelation, وَوَحِّنَا. And my direction, وَحِّنَا here means, I'm giving you the direction how to build the ship. وَوَحِّنَا وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي. Allahu Akbar. This is powerful. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. And do not address me concerning those wrongdoers. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even talk to me about them anymore. That's it. 950 years are enough. Enough is enough. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Surely they shall be drowned. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. The book is sealed, that's it. We are not going to change our mind. Because we have given them hundreds of years. You worked 24 hours a day. Not 10 hours or 8 hours. إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. His mission was continuous, non-stop. What do you expect after 950 years? Even if you speak to the stone or a rock, وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. The rock would say at the end, yes, I submit, I believe, I accept. Even if you speak to a rock, but some people are worse than rocks, according to the Quran, worse than cattle. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. Now, there is another point here among the Muslims. Some of them say this is an evidence that Shafa'ah does not work. Shafa'ah has no room. Because God is saying to no, don't address me regarding those people. Don't tell me, oh God, please. Don't say. Yes, Shafa'ah is, who's right? Huh? I'm asking you, this is a question. Who is right, the Shafa'ah? It's God's right. قُلْ لِلَّهِ الشَّفَاعَةُ جَمِيعًا. But sometimes God gives this right, this privilege, He will give it to certain people. He will give it to certain people. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا. Listen to the rest of it. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. When He gives permission. Here in this case, God said to Nuh, no more shafa'ah. Don't speak. I'm not going to give you this right to intercede on behalf of those wrongdoers. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. They shall be drowned. And you will see what will happen to them, not next week, because next week it's about not the Qawm Nuh, not the people of Nuh. It's about our Qawm, women, empowering women, inshallah. About the good people who listen always. They listen, they cook good food for you. They make you happy and strong and healthy in this life. So the week after it, we continue on the story of Nuh alayhi salam. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat. Tonight also, because of the anniversary of the martyrdom of Sayyida Ummul Banin salamullahi alayha, a mother who nurtured four heroes, four leaders, four martyrs, and she gave them to the mission of Imam Hussein to protect Islam, to protect the family of the Prophet. She raised them very well, four heroes. And the oldest one among them is Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salam. So Brother Mushtaba will recite Musiba for a few minutes. Sallu ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اللهم صل على محمد.